from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Vayechanan, See Something, Say Something. Beginning the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu asks to see the land. He'd like to go over, perhaps lead the Jews into the land of Israel, Ebrana, but he also asks to see. And as has been pointed out by the rabbis of Gush Etzion, he says it over and again, he wants to see. He says, Laharot, you have shown me the great things. Let me see the great land. And then Hashem says, no, you cannot, but you can go up and you can see with your eyes. And then tell Yehoshua, because he will inherit the land, Asher Tireh, that you will see. So again and again, the beginning of the Parsha, this little section about Moshe's request to go to Israel, repeats the idea of Moshe seeing the land of Israel. We know that in the end of the Devarim, it says that indeed, he saw the land, he saw this part of the land, and he saw that part of the land. And the question is, what difference does it make? Why is seeing so important? God gives him the special blessing to see it. Vayareu Hashem et kol ha'aretz, et agilad adan ve'kol naftali, v'zer Ephraim, v'nasheh, v'kol yehuda, the Negev. He saw all the different parts of the land, different tribes, the Negev, the Kikar, Bikat Ha'irat, Yirat Marim. So, he lets him see it. What is this business of seeing the land? I understand what it means to go to Israel. But what does it mean to see it? He says, oh, don't worry, you can just see it, but you can't go there. Well, looking at it from the mountain, that's not exactly going to Israel. If he gave me a trip to Israel and he said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't go on the trip, but here you can just see it from an airplane. It's not the same thing as being there. So what's going on? Comes this Sforno, and he says, Italian rabbi, he says, I want to see the good land. I will put my eye toward it with a good eye. I want to see it for good things with my blessing. That it should be good forever. He wanted to give it a blessing. With my blessing. Moshe wanted to bless the land. In fact, there's a possibility that he was going to bless it, that it would never go into Golus. And that, Hashem says, no. But the idea is that if he was going there to see it, to bless it. We don't always think in those terms that when, let's say, you see something that's problematic, bless it. Say a prayer for it. The Gemara in Nedarim of Mem Amud Aleph 48 says that when you go to visit the sick, if you go and you ask for the person to be healed, then you've saved their life. If you go and you don't ask them to be healed, it's as if you don't ask them to be healed, then it's as if you spill blood. You have a right, you have an obligation to, when you go visit the sick, to pray for them and ask that they do better. In fact, the Ramban believes that if you visit the sick and don't ask for their healing, you don't get a mitzvah. That's the mitzvah, to visit the sick. It's not just to go see them. I say, oh, I'm going to go see someone. No. You have to ask for their refuah as well. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Hei, Sif Dalet, in the Ramah, the Moshe Isselis codifies that Ramban, that you don't get the mitzvah of visiting the sick unless you say a prayer for them. So when we see something, you're supposed to give it a bracha. You go visit your relatives, you go visit your children, you go visit your parents, you give them a bracha. You say, well, what power do I have? Now the Gemara says, La'olam al yehid birchas hedyot kala minecha. Don't take lightly the blessing of a person, even a simple person. We all have that power. It's not a special power designated for rabbis or great rabbis. It's an obligation. Where we go, we give it a blessing. When I was younger, I would sit in a bus. I used to take a certain route of a bus in Israel. I would pass many Jews. I would see many Jews out the window as I was riding this bus. So I looked out the window, instead of just saying, oh, there's a bunch of Jews, there they are, I thought of the following prayer. We say this prayer on Friday night before Lechadodi. You can say it every morning if you want to. It's a special mystical prayer. It has encoded within it special 42 names of God, three-letter names. But there's a lot of blessings in there for people. So I would pass through as looking out the window, and I would say a bracha to these folks using this paragraph. I would say, Kivavat Shomrim. Just like you watch the pupil of your eye, you always have your eye on your eye. Shamrim, guard these Jews. Guard them. Barchim, bless them. Taharim, purify them. Help them be more clean and pure. Rachamei Tzidkachat Tamid Goleim, always bless them and give them all your tzedakas, all your rachamim, all your mercy. Guide them, lead them. Turn to your people. Don't turn away from them. Turn to them. And Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Zakatenu. Accept our cries and hear our cries. Because you know all the hidden things that go on, all the personal prayers everyone makes. So when we see something, we should say something. Not in terms of responsibility, have to change the world, have to go do things. That's also good. You see something, you should do something about it. You shouldn't be a passive bystander. Lo ta'amod al dam re'echa. Don't stand idly by the blood of your neighbor. If someone's in danger, go do something about it. That's true. But I want to say something else. That when you see someone, you see a place, you see the land of Israel, you see places you want to bless, you see the United States of America. You see it, you give it a bracha. And if everyone would put those good vibes on things and come and give a blessing, it would mean a lot. Of course, if you're Moshe Rabbeinu and you give those blessings, if you're a great rabbi, if you're a great tzaddik, great holy person, and you give these blessings, it has all the more meaning. But Moshe Rabbeinu is always Rabbeinu, he's always our teacher. And if Sforno is telling us, the pasuk is really telling us that he wanted to see it so we could bless it. And God says, I don't know if I want to bless it that much. The Jews need to be punished. They're going to go into exile. So maybe he didn't let him actually go into it, but he let him look it over from a distance. And even from there, hopefully Moshe Rabbeinu gave us a blessing that's still with us. Barachim, Tareim, Shamreim, God should protect us, help us, and hopefully purify us as well. God should always give us tzedakah, God should always be kind and gracious to us. So we wish each one of our listeners and those who are watching as well, we wish them Barachim, Tareim. May God bless them, protect them, heal them, and whatever we see someone, when we see them, certainly in time of illness, even in good times, give them a bracha. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, even if you can just see them, that gives you an opportunity to give them a blessing. Give each one chizuk, each person, strength and blessing. And hopefully as we bless each other, indeed God will bless us as well. When one Jew blesses another, especially the priest, God will bless us as well. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lamath Congregation for our discussion of Parshat Va'echanan. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.